I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. It's election day in the United States, and Democratic candidate Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican former U.S. President Donald Trump have made their final push in an already unprecedented race. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hello, beautiful, beautiful North Carolina.
Oh, it's good to be back in Pennsylvania.
They focused on the battlegrounds, some of the seven states that'll essentially decide this election.
It's ours to lose.
Momentum is on our side.
Trump would become the first person convicted of a felony to win the White House.
4 years we've all waited for this.
Harris, the first woman, the first black woman, the first person of South Asian descent.
America is ready for a fresh start.
And an end to a race that's seen a felony trial, an incumbent president pushed off the ballot, and two assassination attempts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Palestinian officials say an Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza has killed at least 20 people, mostly women and children. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Qassam Abu Safia, the director of a nearby hospital that received the casualties, said the strike had hit a home in the town of Beit Lahia, where multiple families were sheltering. And in the central town of Zawada, an Israeli airstrike had hit a tent where a displaced family was sheltering, killing 4 people, including a mother and her 2 children, according to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the nearby city of Deir al-Bala. A woman mourning her nephew at the morgue tells the AP he was killed on his birthday. He was the smartest, most clever person, she says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel said it launched the offensive in the north after saying Hamas militants had regrouped there. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military said Tuesday it shot down 2 Russian-guided missiles as well as 48 of 79 drones that Russian forces used in overnight attacks. The Ukrainian Air Force said the intercepts took place over 9 Ukrainian cities and regions. Meanwhile, Australia announced Tuesday it was sending Ukraine 14 rigid-hull boats worth about $9 million. In an interview on Australian television, Defense Minister Richard Marlis said the fast and highly maneuverable boats could bolster Ukraine's maritime and coastal defenses. He said he realized this was not its biggest donation, but a symbol of Australia's commitment to Ukraine's cause.
What this really reflects is we are looking at every opportunity that we can find to help support Ukraine in their fight against the illegal invasion of Russia into their country. And we will be there for as long as it takes to help Ukraine resolve this conflict on its terms.
A strike by 33,000 Boeing aerospace factory workers is coming to an end after union machinists voted late Monday to accept the company's latest contract offer, which includes a 38% pay raise over 4 years. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says 59% of its members who cast ballots voted for the contract. Boeing toolmaker John Olson felt the new contract was not perfect, but a fair deal.
I think it's a good stepping stone for contracts in the future. I believe that, you know, there are things that I wish that could have gotten brought up. You know, what they say, a lot of people say, is, you know, no one walks away from a negotiation happy, but I am happy with the result that happened today.
The strike started in mid-September and has shut down production of most of Boeing airline planes, including the best-selling 737 MAX. The world's first wooden satellite, built by Japanese researchers, was successfully launched into space from NASA's Kennedy Space Center Monday in an early test of using timber in future space exploration. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
It'll stay in orbit for 6 months, 250 miles above the Earth, in an attempt to prove wood is a space-grade material. Sensors on board will measure how the material puts up with extreme temperatures in space, which range from minus 148 degrees to plus 212 degrees Fahrenheit every 45 minutes as it orbits from darkness to sunlight. The Lignosat is a palm-sized satellite developed by Kyoto University and home builder Sumitomo Forestry. Scientists say they'll test wood's ability to reduce the impact of space radiation on semiconductors, a useful test for applications such as building data centers. The Kyoto University research team has high hopes for the test, which is one step in the longer-term dream to build timber houses on the moon and Mars.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.